Okay, so I'm in the Sawat Valley, and the entire valley, there's a river that runs through the entire valley. And what's happened is that there's never any floods in this area. I mean, the last time something this bad took place was in 1929, and it wasn't even as severe as it is this year. And the monsoon rains basically caused the flood. And this flooding took place in the entire Sawat Valley from the north to the south. But the major damage was in the northern part, the upper Sawat region. And unfortunately, the upper Sawat region is where the major tourist locations are present. These are places where Pakistanis from all over the country visit on summer vacations. And this is what's happened now, that thousands of people from all over Pakistan were there, and the floods took place. There is only one main road that connects all the entire Sawat Valley. So from where I am right now, 30 kilometers from here is where the upper Sawat northern region begins. And from there onwards, there is no road access. The road has completely fallen off. I was part of the initial damage assessment team, and we went by road until the point where the road breaks off. So on one side of the road, there's the river Sawat, and on one side of the road are hills and mountains with villages and towns. And we had to climb over 2-3 hills just to reach the point where the damage really starts in upper Sawat. So it took us 2-3 hour trek back just to reach the place where we found people who were most affected by the flood. And what we saw there was that people are leaving their homes. There were many communities, many villages which were right by the river. So they have been completely demolished. Schools, you know, rural health centers, government facilities, they've all been washed away by the flood. And so people are evacuating from those areas. Others have moved uphill to places far from the river, and they're living with their relatives, family members, their cousins, and some are also shifted into relief camps. I saw relief camps set up by the army and by civilian authorities, and they're basically catering to these people who don't have any food or any form of support from anyone. At this point in time, there is no relief aid coming in since there is no road access. And there's only some airlifting of people back from the northernmost regions of Sawat, where people can't even move out of the city because the roads have been collapsed.
What is the priority in the area now?
Sorry?
What is the priority for the aid agencies?
The priority right now for the government and army is basically to evacuate people out of there. Because you can't provide relief to people who don't belong to those areas. They have to leave one time or another. The people for relief agencies, such as the one I work for, we're basically looking to provide people with shelter at the moment because there's expected to be more rain in the next few days or weeks. The monsoon season is still ongoing. It's going to continue for another month or two. So we are looking to provide shelter aid, and which is in the form of tarpaulin sheets, you know, big cloths that they can make tents out of, for people who are going to stay in their areas. And the other priority is to provide food, unperishable food, and, you know, even food rations for families, as well as clean drinking water. Now, water is a big problem here because the people, their main source of water is through natural springs and through wells in the ground. But because of the flood, the entire valley has been contaminated. The water sources have been contaminated. So they don't have any clean drinking water available.
Has there been any outbreaks of cholera in the area?
There are reports of some diseases being spread, but I can't say that for sure. But what I can say is that we fear an epidemic-like situation soon of cholera and diarrhea and malaria and waterborne diseases, since they don't have clean drinking water. And because of standing water in places from the flood and the amount of mud that come into the streets and even in markets, so that can create a severe crisis, a humanitarian crisis in the coming days. Priority is to provide relief as soon as possible, and we are looking to give shelter tomorrow, shelter kits and shelter aid, and food probably by the next two or three days.
I heard you earlier talking about the need for the impact of this likely to be worse than the 2005 earthquake. Is that really true?
Well, that's what we're assessing at the moment. Can't say that for sure, but it seems like the 2005 earthquake caused a lot of devastation. But that was in a place which wasn't highly urbanized. There weren't many big cities here. The places in Upper Sawat, Kalam, Bahrain, and Yandam, these are tourist resorts for the last 20, 30 years. So they have a huge amount of hotels and restaurants and houses. And thank God that there hasn't been a huge number of deaths in this valley, because people had evacuated their homes before the flood came. There were warnings to everyone there. But the infrastructure, the kind of devastation that I've seen, I mean, the entire road, it seemed as if the entire road had been scooped out, as if it had never existed. And so, and the kind of, and the way these, the structures right next to the river, you know, schools and hospitals and clinics, they've been completely, you know, blown away by the flood. So that kind of devastation makes that statement true.
Okay, well, good luck with the efforts, and thank you very much for your time.
No problem. Thank you.